Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Another edition of the Detour Live. We're joined by the man on the ground, four-time national road champion, Johnny Trevorrow. And it was an eventful stage, Iffy. A few nervous moments for the race leader, Remco Evenepoel, with his crash. But Richard Carapaz, as we said in the title description, he's broken a three-year drought, Grand Tours, and taken the stage win and his opportunity from the break.
Yeah, so surprisingly, first stage win in the Vuelta, first stage win for 3 years, even though he ran second in the Vuelta only a couple of years ago. So, but you could see it meant a lot to him. He crossed the line with a big thump, thump of the chest. And, you know, I got to say, I thought it was going to be a Jay Vine stage with that break. The form he'd shown in those stages earlier, I thought he would ride away. But he didn't have it on the day, so as we'll hear when I spoke with him later. But, yeah, great ride. Seriously, big break and good break. When you look at the quality of the guys in there, you know, Carapaz, Kelderman, Marc Soler, you know, they're stage winners and place getters in Grand Tours. So, and Jay Vine. It's funny, in the press room, once that break got 4 or 5 minutes clear, they're all saying Jay Vine wins a third stage, but he didn't do it.
Well, as Bewley fired up about, that's why he sat up that stage where he could have made the call to potentially go for a podium on GC, and it was all for the stage wins. But you can't win them all. Well,
I think he just showed that he knows he wasn't ready for GC. Take them when you can. So, but look, a great stage. Predictable in lots of ways. I felt that the break could get, you know, 10 minutes clear, because there was no one going to contain that. And that's exactly what happened. They got, you know, 11 minutes, I think, at one stage. Pulled it back to, you know, 5 or 6 in the end. But very big break, 30-odd bike riders. Hot day again. But seriously good racing.
Well, let's have a look at your interviews. We've got a lot to get through again. Here's all your grabs from before the start of stage 12.
Well, on the positive side.
On the positive
side, we haven't spoken to you yet about the great win yesterday from Caden. So, yeah, take us through that different emotions from the devastation at the beginning of the day with Simon out with COVID to the exhilaration at the end.
Yeah, well, it was a big shock to everyone yesterday morning when we started and we got the news. Speaking with Simon, there was just no way that he could consider continuing on despite the COVID positive. So that was a real down point for us, but I think it's certainly a trait of this team. Our team, the culture that we've built is to bounce back quickly and hard. And that's what we spoke about in the meeting before the race yesterday. We knew Caden was a good shot. He's been around the mark the whole tour. He's got speed. We just needed to get the clean air for him, basically. And as you saw, the guys did a tremendous job of delivering him. It was textbook. You couldn't get a better run at it. So from the absolute lows of lows to a huge high at the end of the day, it was a big day for everyone.
Yeah, you know that when you said textbook, because it was textbook lead out. Game eight. And he read it so well. I mean, everything was perfect. Heavy did a wonderful job as the last man, but then still 300 to go, 250. And he just read it, you know, Declan Crabb come through with a couple of just jumped on the surf the wheels and showing that speed we've always known he had. Yeah. He's delivered on the big stage now.
Yeah, absolutely. He got a beautiful run at it and finished it off for the team. Yeah.
So what's the plan for today? It's a bit of a different one.
Yeah, look, it's a bit tricky. Well, not too tricky. It's a bit of a cross headwind most of the day with one climb final. So it's quite easy for a team to control this one. We'll see if there's a big group going down the road. We'd like to be part of that. But I think probably tomorrow's a really good chance for Caden again, so we'll probably save our effort for tomorrow.
Just looking at it, it looked like a stage. I think they'll let a break go. I think you get the right people in it, it could get 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys off GC now that there's no concern.
The one in your turn, I think, could actually win today if he got in that move, would be Lucas Hamilton.
Yeah, look, Lucas is moving well. He's had a couple of shaky days, but he's coming out of the tour and the load really well now, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do in the back end of the race now. Today could be a good opportunity, but there's also plenty more coming up.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
good morning, Michael Hepburn. Now, how are you feeling the day after?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Obviously, a tough day yesterday with the news of Simon in the morning, but we just had to try and turn it around as quickly as we could. And we had a great opportunity ahead of us. We were lucky that we had a sprint stage straight away, and it went really well.
Mate, I've got to congratulate you because that was an A1 team lead out, and especially from you. You really stepped up.
Yeah, it worked out really well in the end. You know, we had a pretty clear plan in the morning. It's a little bit different, 11 days in. Some sprint teams are a little bit depleted with lead out guys. So we knew it was going to be, a bit different than normal. Like, we can't do that. I can't do that job in a one-day race or anything like that. But, all the guys, Durbo rode all day. And then Lucas and Lawson setting us up on the waterfront turned out really well.
Today, a bit of a different day today, and almost certainly a breakaway will go, you think?
Possibly, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit of a fight at the start for the breakaway, but it's a long day, pretty flat most of the day until one big climb at the end. It could be a breakaway. It's sort of a long day to control just for one climb at the end, so certainly going to be some guys kicking around at the start. It could take a while to go.
Morning, Caden.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well, mate. Now, you've had a night to think about it. I can imagine lots of to and fro from Australia. How are you feeling out today?
Really happy. Pretty keen to enjoy today with the boys. Just get through the stage and move on to tomorrow, maybe another opportunity, and there are more opportunities to come, but pretty happy just to enjoy today.
Yeah. So I think a breakaway will go today, but I could imagine you even want to get in that. You just want a recovery day, would you?
For me, yes. We've got a few other cars to play. Maybe the other guys will have a look. But I think everyone's just keen to have a nice, calm, relaxed day before going after it again tomorrow.
Well done yesterday, mate, and enjoy basking it today on the road.
Cheers, Johnny. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I spoke to you guys in the morning. We were all pretty down. Put some tunes on, had a good laugh in the bus, and everyone got together. And, I think that's what's good about this team, is that we're quickly to not to dwell on bad moments and quickly to turn around. And we did, and it was a really special day for us yesterday. Really special day for Caden, but also the way the whole team rode, we lost Simon, and we just refocused, got back into it, and the boys nailed that final like you couldn't believe, and it was nice.
Now, you had a strong job at the front of the engine room for quite a few kilometres, from about 40k out. You were having to do
I ended up riding from about 30k in, so it was about 170 or 180 on the front there yesterday, so into a headwind, but I'm in pretty good shape. So Gene asked me to ride, and I think that's sort of what I'm good at. Just that constant effort. The finals get a little bit too punchy for me. So as long as I can save as many guys as possible into that 4K to go, was my objective. So I was glad I had a good day yesterday and can feel a part of that victory, and could deliver the boys into where they needed to do, and they definitely delivered.
Well done, yesterday, mate. Maybe a bit of an easier day for you today.
We'll see. Like I said, now our focus is to get Caden through these stages so we can have a good crack tomorrow. And there's a few more good opportunities for Caden, and I feel like now he's got his first one, he knows how fast he is. And also the sprint field's getting weaker and weaker as well with all the COVID cases, and lead out teams are depleted. And we're still going pretty strong, so I think there's more to come.
Yeah, it's a fairly drafty one. 6.5% for 19Ks or 20Ks or something like that, so we'll see what happens, but it steepens up a little bit at the end, smaller roads. I mean, with the quick step down, down to five guys, four if they keep one with Remco, I don't know how they control it, especially with the weekend coming up. They really want to invest all that energy. So I think, Root gets 10 minutes today, possibly.
Wow, you think you step up into full-time controlling things now, and maybe that opens the door for the Ineos, for the Jumbo Visma team to try to get
involved? Well, like I said, it's an interesting day because it's a very drafty climb, so if another team comes in over the top and invests a lot, they could just be doing Remco's job for him. He's already proven that he's the best all-rounder in the race so far, so do they want to hand him another victory on a gradient that doesn't really allow that elastic band to snap? I don't know.
What about yourself? We know you climb very well. Do you try something today? Is it from this gate? Is it from the GC?
It's a bit of a lottery on starts like this, so we'll see what happens.
Leaving it open.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I just feel, Jay, that this is the day you could get in the break, because I don't know that there's clear people that control this very well. So a break with the right people in could get a big margin. If you're there, and then there's another big stage opportunity for you.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll see what happens at the start. At the end of the day, I don't want to use a lot of energy to try and get in the move, especially if, you know, it turns out I'm more on and they do control it all day and they want to race for GC. I want to be able to have something left in the tank to possibly follow the GC guys and get some more points.
Good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's the first batch of pre-race interviews. There's a couple more to go because I don't think we saw Luke Plapp in there. So people would be going, what's going on? So here's the second part of pre-race interviews.
Another day. I'm a bit confused. Do you think it'll be the GC guys will race this one, or do you think a break will go?
It's hard to say. It's all on Quickstep, to be honest. I'd be surprised if another team rides all day to probably have Remco beat them, but they have to try at some point. But the weekend is really important with some other big climbs, and they're harder all day. So, yeah, it's a bit in the balance.
Do you know this climb at all?
I'd be surprised if anyone knows the climb, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a lot of steady gradient with a couple of steep ramps.
Yeah, it's just the bottom that's really steep, and then it's quite regular afterwards. It's really long, obviously. So, I mean, it's only a little bit shorter than Sierra Nevada, really, actually. So it can definitely be very, very, very important. And the heat today, it's actually okay by the sea, so it'll be a little bit less hot. But that's going to be also one of the other more important things, just staying cool, because it is, I mean, it's 200K a day, pretty much.
Alejandro Valverde will know it. Wilco Kelderman. Valverde won here in 2016.
Did he?
We've been up here before. Speaking with Jay Vyman a minute ago, he said it's a bit of a drafty climb where you can hold the wheels 19 kilometers. What do you expect?
I mean, the day it rained in Basque Country or still Cantabria, I think it was. It was also not super steep, but Remco still rode everyone off the wheel, so it's still 7.5%, or what's a 7% average over 19 kilometers, so you can say that, but when the top guys are going and you're doing really big watts per kilo, I mean, in the end, there's not a lot else you can do.
Will he be affected by Alaphilippe Pissi and the team on that final climb? I guess it's something that'll take hold on Remco's team.
Yeah, it would definitely affect how they're going to race today. Because I think before, if Aleph was here, they'd probably race to try and win the stage, to be honest. Because it still suits Remco really well. It's not hard beforehand. But now, without him, I think maybe the break's got a better chance to stay away.
The door's open for you. What are you doing today?
I'm just going to follow and make sure I can still finish in the top 10 by the end of this race. And I think there's going to be other opportunities, but today probably isn't the day that's going to be opportunistic for myself.
Ben, just one for me. Prior to this welter, Remco had the reputation of being a bit volatile, a bit temperamental, a bit edgy in the peloton. I mean, how's he looked to you in the last couple of weeks? He seemed a more mature character to us.
Yeah, he seems a bit a lot better, actually. But to be fair, he's also sitting front row, so I don't really see him. I don't think I've said a word to him either. So it's kind of, you don't really know when someone's in the front. It's more difficult when you're fighting for the wheels and trying to find your place in the peloton. That's a lot more difficult.
I saw that it's very long. Hope I have the legs to be there with the best one.
What do you think you can expect today? Breakaway, or maybe you guys That depends of probably of the beginning and the breakaway that will go. But for sure for the GC at the end, yeah, I don't expect to go slow there just to come to the top. So for sure we'll be racing and for myself need to be there with the best one.
A bit sore, but yeah, look, had to happen one day, didn't it? It was just annoying it was on the easiest day so far. But yeah, look, I'm fine and ready to rumble today.
So what actually happened?
I got a puncture and then we put on a brand new wheel and I think the tyre was just brand new and combined with the slippy roads just fell out, mate. I think similar thing happened to Alaphilippe, just looked like the roads were pretty slippery. But yeah, just bit my pride's a bit hurt, but that's about all.
So today, was it more of a recovery day or are you going to actually roll the play today?
Nah, big roll today, mate. This is actually Carlos's hometown. This is where he's from and look, this is his training climb and he really likes it. So I think we're going to try to put him in the top three GC today. That's the game. Let's see if we can get him up there and really see what he can do in that finish. It's a really long climb and if he's got good legs, I think there could be big time gaps at the end.
Interesting, because we were just debating whether a brake could get a big gap today, the right people get away in a brake.
I think the brake will probably win. We'll try to slip Carapaz in it too, but I think yeah, with GC we'll put Carapaz in the brake and then we'll all probably look after Carlos, I think, and yeah, let the GC guys fight like they have for every other climb. It's I'm sure Jay Vine will probably try to slip up the road and there'll probably be a few other teams, but yeah, we're gonna try to set Carlos up to have a real good one on the climb.
Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, mate.
All right, there are all the interviews before the start.
He was spot on too. He actually nailed the whole stage. He said they put Carapaz in the brake. Well, they did, and he won. And look after Rodriguez, and he's moved right up to just short of third overall.
Well, let's have a look at the GC there. He's sitting fourth. He's a minute behind Enric Mas, who's in third. Roglic still 2:41 behind. Yeah, no major shakeups.
No, right,
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I was talking about Evenepoel because he went down and obviously, you know, he didn't hurt himself too bad, but he had quite a bit of, not the skin off, but, well, skin suit off anyway. I mean, there were great holes everywhere in his outfit when he crossed the line. But cool. He's been amazing in this Vuelta, giving interviews, just staying, answering every question. Now, all the reports that came through in the earlier part of his career that he was hard to deal with, I think he's just grown up and he's a sensational young man to interview.
Well, we've got his interview post-race coming up, but we'll have a quick drinks break and we'll be back with plenty more detours, so stay tuned.
Look at this bike. You think it's just a bike, right? But it's not. It's a bike 374 people are looking at. This guy, this girl, them, all looking at it. People from here, there, and wherever this is. People that are looking for a bike. Or just a piece of it. Amateurs. Semi-amateurs. And pro-amateurs. This guy wants this bike, but with this crank. And these bars. This could be the perfect match. But not this one. This girl has a bike to sell. And thousands of people might purchase it. Eyes on Bikes help grow small businesses. His, hers, yours. And the latest data and insights help those businesses keep moving. We are the world's number one bike marketplace with over 500,000 products and 900 brands, where buyers and sellers are brought together in a place where a bike is never just a bike. Bike Exchange, where the world buys, sells, learns, and rides.
Thanks again to our great mates at Bike Exchange. They're big supporters of the show, big supporters of world cycling. Get over to bikeexchange.com.au. Iffy, what can they expect to find?
No matter what you want, whether it's a track bike, a road bike, a mountain bike, a gravel bike, an e-bike, they've got the best deal for you. And just jump online and they'll find it at a store not far from your place.
Tell them if he sent you.
Exactly.
All right. Here's all the interviews after the finish of stage 12.
Luke, you finished with a smile on your face. It's not bad after a pretty tough finale.
Why wouldn't I be smiling, mate? Richie got the job done. It was a bit of morale to get us through that last half an hour of the climb. How did Carlos and Taylor go? How do you?
We were watching Richie on the front. He looked fantastic. Of course, we were very for Jay Vine, but he didn't.
He's won enough. He's won enough.
A great ride by Carapaz. Fantastic, and he looked really proud as he crossed the line.
Yeah, he was, mate. It was a tough ride to get him in the break. People didn't want him there, but. No, it was awesome to get him there, and yeah, I think it hasn't been the best tour for him. Obviously, he came here to ride GC, and he's not up there, but I think to get a stage win caps it off.
And for you personally, how did it feel today?
Not too bad, mate. I pulled up right after the crash. I just couldn't go with him on the climb. I tried to stay as long as I could, but yeah, it just wasn't going to happen today. But no, I've pulled up fine, and yeah, I think I'm hopefully getting better.
Joey, we're now up to stage 12, and it's been a tough few days. And you obviously have had a couple of tough days. How was it today?
Oh yeah, another tough day. it was really hard. Big fight for the breakaway, and fortunately we had Wilco and Matteo Fabro in there, and Wilco was second on the stage, which is really good ride by him and also by Fabro to help him. So pretty nice, but for me personally, not the best shape, but
So for the pretty tough week coming up ahead, what's your plans?
More or less the same. Probably try to go for some breakaways though, to be honest. It would have been good to be in there today, but wasn't to be. But hopefully in the next days.
So with the World Championship coming up in Wollongong only a week, maybe two weeks after, does it play on your mind to how you finish this race? Does it save a little bit, or is it not coming to it?
I think if I can get through this and stay healthy, then then hopefully it should come out all right. If stay in one piece, stay healthy, and. Just do everything right up into the words, and then see how it goes.
Good luck next couple of days, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Lawson, you're exhausted. How was it up there?
Long? Yeah. This is definitely the final climb is pretty brutal, eh? On days like today, our options are a bit limited now that Simon's gone home, and but we still wanted to. Kind of keep the fighting spirit going. Just give it a shot with getting in the breakaway, seeing how the legs would handle a climb like this. In the end, it ended up being a bit too long, about 10K too long, I guess, for me. I at first I just tried to hold my own pace and kind of see where that would land me. And then once came to the realization that any kind of real result was out of the picture, I kind of just shut her down and made it to the finish.
That was a super escape. Jay Vine, Richard Carapaz, Mark Soler, stage winners in this Vuelta. What was your plan against them? And I don't know if you know, Richard Carapaz went on to win the stage.
Yeah, I mean, with a finish climb like this, there's not much of a plan really that, it's always going to be tough for me to get a good result out of that group, and just knowing the climbers that were in there. But yeah, I mean, I gave it a go. I pushed it pretty hard I was able to hang on for about 10K, and then maybe a little less. And thought if I could just ride my own tempo, maybe I could pick up some stragglers. But didn't quite have the power at the end of the day.
Well, it looked good. It was good to see you up in there. Just one thing on the road conditions. Remco having a full crash today after that first climb. How were the roads out there?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get to the south of Spain, of course, they're going to be a little bit greasier. We saw Alaphilippe go home yesterday just on a normal turn, just going through a city. And you can just tell they kind of have that glossy finish. And, yeah, it's unfortunate that that anyone crashes on in situations like that. And hopefully everyone made it through healthy and safe.
Lots of good stuff.
Appreciate
just
it.
One question for me, mate. You obviously have got really good form in the last 4 or 5 days because you've been giving it a crack every day.
I mean, Yeah, the legs have been feeling good all race, and I've had a couple good days. In the end today, just was a bit too much for me, and then. But yeah, I was happy to give it a go up there and see how the legs respond. And you know, tomorrow's a big opportunity for the team with Caden again for the sprint, and then I think we'll do our best to try and deliver him to another stage win.
Well, exactly. Tomorrow you're on lead out duty again. You've become a bit of a sprint lead out specialist as well.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a great culture within the team, and we all really enjoy working together and working for one another and our leaders. And yeah, so I think we'll turn the page today pretty quickly and try and formulate the best plan for tomorrow.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
I think the bike is much worse than I am. So, nothing bad happened.
And Jumbo Visma was ratcheting it up today, trying to do something. Your experience with the crash in Lombardia, all that helps play the mental games in situations like this.
Yeah, for sure. Like I just said to your colleague, I've been through much worse, starting walking, having setbacks, all that stuff. So, today, what happened today was actually peanuts compared to what I had 2 years ago.
Thanks, Ram.
Hi, Jay. It was. It looked like a really tough day there up there in the office today, mate.
Yeah. Well, only the last 5 kilometres.
Yeah. But tell us how you felt, because you know you're climbing up until today. Most people in the press room were picking you to win. Obviously, you didn't quite have that form today.
Yeah, I don't quite know what happened with. I think 5Ks to go or 4Ks to go or something. Followed the first two tacks, no problems, and then the legs just locked up at about 330 watts, so you can't win at 330 watts in this level.
So you then just backed off and tried to recover, or did you go full gas anyway?
That's as fast as I could go, so that's what I did to the finish.
So. What's the plan now? You've got a sprint day tomorrow, probably be helping Tim and then and recover a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Sprint tomorrow. I'm also annoyingly back up a bit closer on GC, so I don't know if they'll let me go on the breakaway again later down the track. But yeah, I can't fault anyone but myself, really.
Yeah. But you've still got a very good grasp on the climber's jersey, so that's the important thing for you right now.
Yeah, exactly. I think the guys only took about 5 points max closer in the competition. So, yeah, it's a bit of a disappointing that I didn't get any points today, but it's also good that there wasn't a massive blowout.
Good luck, mate.
Yes, thank you.
There's all the grabs after the finish. If he Jay says he's higher up on GC, he's still 15 and a half minutes off GC, but
yeah. I don't know what he's worrying about. He's a bit fixed on that, but no, look, he's a big chance. But I was surprised today. I really thought he would win when I saw the break. He didn't have the form today that he would had a couple of days ago. So it'll see. We've got two monster days to come up.
Yeah, we've got a live comment. Madam KV says, loving the daily detours, boys. Sadly, it looked like the Grand Tour caught up with Jay Vine today. What do you think this means for his prospects of winning the mountains jersey?
Yeah, you're dead right. It has caught up with him today, and it shows that he's human. I think he'll win the mountains jersey. The nearest one to him really that counts is Vanderpoel. Soler might have a go at it, and he's a quality rider. I mean, you can remember his teammate is second. But look, it's interesting. We're in a wonderful part of the world. We're in Rhonda. So help me, Rhonda. If you experience, we pulled into town, got all in the back street. There were roadblocks everywhere. Turns out our hotel is, I don't exaggerate, 25 metres from the sign on.
Oh, perfect.
Where I park the car, I won't have to move it until after the race starts.
Chris Peter says, good to see Iffy has moved his jocks out of the camera shot. Carolyn Harvick
says, So anyway, the boys are down in there. It's a wonderful part of town. There's a big festival. There's bullfights on over the next couple of days. The town is pumping. So Chris and Neil and Vazzy are down. We had a wonderful restaurant that they wouldn't leave. So they're there for the duration, I would say.
Stage 13. If he, as we said, sprint stage, Caden Groves is your tip.
He is my tip, and just as you say, backing Bike Exchange Jake, I'm showing my allegiances, but I picked him, believing in him the other day, and now that he's won, he's going to be very hard to beat tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks again for all your support, guys. YouTube.com/the Detour Podcast, 6:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time for the rest of the Vuelta. Good job. If you go out, enjoy the ambience, mate. 25K for the start. You're going to have a late one.
25 metres.
Oh, 25 metres, sorry. Even better. All right, take it easy. See you again tomorrow, guys. Cheers.
This is the winning ride of the Tour de France.